Welcome to Coffee and Cannabis. I'm your host, Eliza, and this is...
Corey, what's up?
And you guys already know, we are still in Boston. We are at NECANN, and we have an incredible guest. To be honest, these guys, they just swept this place. It is so crazy. I am so excited to introduce to you guys Steven Ramirez from Advanced Cultivators. Please give it up.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Thank you for having me. This is Steve Ramirez with Advanced Cultivators. Thank you for having me.
Yes, man. You guys are freaking killing it. But before we get into it, you already know, I'm drinking some convention coffee, but Corey's got some fancy stuff.
Yeah, I walked around the corner in the rain. It's a spot called Flower. It's pretty good. I had some breakfast. They had pretty good coffee. I fucks with it.
All right. And you know, I'm still rocking with our homies over at G-Pen.
The micro. You smoking Red Runts.
That's what you got. What do I got in there?
Yeah, so that's a herbal G-Pen. So she actually got a flower in there, and that's the Red Runts.
Okay, I don't know. Award-winning Red Runts. On these camera, but see? Jalen, how do I? You got it? All right.
That fire, Red Runts.
Yeah.
The pen is crazy.
Discreet.
But we're sitting with a winner, right? Put some stain on your name.
Yeah, because, show some respect.
We got some, which one is this right here?
That's the overall. That's the big daddy.
Overall. But hold on. Are you thirsty?
I am.
Oh, hold on. I have a cup for you.
Oh, you have a cup for me?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, there we go.
No, hold on. I got another cup.
Oh, you thirsty too?
Oh, yeah, me too. Here's another one.
Well, I think
his cup runneth over. I think his cup runneth over. I'm sorry. Put some fucking respect on their name.
Jesus, let's go. Put some respect on their name. The first Latino growers in Massachusetts. It's 2024. It took too fucking long, here we are.
So 1 year in from 2023. I know y'all established 2020, but got the legal 2023.
Yo, my crowd right
and just
now
swept
is next
the
level.
Whole fucking thing. First pre-roll, second pre-roll, overall pre-roll with the first sativa, first hybrid, second indica. I'm just saying, it's disrespect. It's disrespect. It's disrespect for what he did.
The people's growers,
the
right?
People's growers the people's is growers. What we are.
Tell me, how'd you become the best like this?
You know, it's a team effort, right? Our team grinds. We built the facility on our own. So we designed it, we grow it, we licensed it. All brothers, you know, so we're just a one family grinding, and this speaks for itself, right?
Yes. It absolutely does.
So I got to thank my whole crew. My whole crew is day ones, you know. So, you know, we owe it all to them. And we're the people's growers, right? And we stick to that to heart. So we make sure we got a quality out, you know. So.
But obviously you're killing it here, but there's a reason why you're so good. So can you give me a little bit of your backstory and, like, how you got to the legal space?
Absolutely. So, you know, meeting my beautiful wife, she said, hey, why don't you come and get educated? So I specialize in the heart and cardiovascular.
Okay.
And when I came back to the space of cannabis, it leveled me up. I found love more with this plant on the science base.
Yes.
I have 63 sensors in 4 flower rooms, and nobody can compete with that. And this speaks for itself. Data collecting is a must, so we're thriving on that. So when we put health first, quality has to be number one, right? So I always say, not that my mom smokes, but if she had to smoke, she better be smoking the best, right?
Right.
On the health side, your lungs are meant to take in air. We're putting in smoke. We got to take the best smoke in there and make sure that we do, right? And I think we pride as Advanced Cultivators, our name speaks for itself on Advance, you know? So getting to the legal side, moved across the country in 2019 with my beautiful family, and linked up with my brother-in-law that is the first Latino captain, fire captain in the city of Malden.
Wow.
And we went for it.
Awesome.
We went for it, right? We didn't find out we were the first Latino cultivators in the recreational market until they brought it to our attention. So we made sure we held that dearly and lift up the next Latino that wanted a chance.
Yeah. In Lowell, Massachusetts, right?
We are in Lowell, Massachusetts. So if we can do it, anybody can do it. Yeah,
that's dope.
Let's speak to that, because not for nothing, because this is such a mature market, I personally was a little taken aback to hear the first.
Yes.
Can you explain to me why that may have been, or how that happened, and how did you get to be coined that?
So, you know, it was tough to even make noise to get in, right? Mm-hmm. You know, we got stigmatized by banks. We got stigmatized by a couple of other people that to navigate yourself through the to the legal market. You know, we were told, yo, I gotta check your background, make sure you're not a cartel, or make sure. And it was just because we walked in the way we walked in, right? But you know what? For us, it speaks for our character. We didn't let that get us down. We knew what we were, true to ourselves, and we knew this community needed us. So we do what we do best, and we went for it. And we said, if six like-minded people can do what we did, anybody can do it, right? And like going back to what you stated, it's a tough market for Latinos, tough market for, minorities. And we're here to say, you know what, you're not alone. We're here, we finished the finish line, and we can help you guys go through that. You can ask anybody that knows us that we hold that dearly, right? You know, coming from a single mother, that was tough, right? So we got to grind, you know? So we're grinders, you know, hustlers by nature, you know?
Proof is in the pudding.
Yeah, that's what it is. You know, we let the people speak, right? So when they ask me, is your product good? I say, here, try it, right? That's where we come from, right? We let our action speak for itself.
Yeah.
And so we want to be leaders in this industry for the next youth that wants it, you know? So, yeah.
You said a couple things that I want to emphasize.
Yeah.
I sit with, as a woman in this industry, which there's very little of us,
yeah.
Especially at the level that I'm at, right, as a CEO or any sort of C-suite, just there's not a lot of executive leadership that has women.
Yes.
So I speak to a lot of men, and one common thing that I'm always hearing is how critical the women in their lives are.
100%.
Those that have a woman 100%. In their life, and also those that are very successful. It's
absolutely.
Clear they have had a
mom,
driver.
The wife. Yeah,
yeah, they always mention the woman in their life, and I appreciate you on Women's Month for recognizing all that we do, even if we're not at the forefront.
Absolutely. I think you guys play a bigger role than you guys get applauded for, and that's the reality, right? My wife, she guided me a certain way to get me where I'm at, and I was fucking blessed, right? And women, I try to empower women, right? So women, I got two women brands coming on board, and for that same reason is that don't get discouraged. You know, there's a lot of sharks in this industry, but we're not all those guys, right? So if we cross paths, let's bring it on and let's take it. Like, what we do best is the source. Everything that's created, everything you guys have spoken about, it gets created by a source. We do that the best. And then everybody else on my team, we bring the professionals on that, and that's how that's how we can speak like this, right? But for women in this space, we need them. You guys are the heart, right? You guys give the light, you know? So we have to make that happen, you know?
The other thing that you mentioned was, or you didn't say this directly, but is the authenticity,
correct.
Right? And I think that that's also sort of another trending concept, although it shouldn't be. People should be able to show up as themselves. So here you are trying to go into a space, and the first thing that people are going to judge you on is potentially being a cartel member,
your
right?
appearance,
because
correct.
Of,
correct.
For whatever it is, right? Whether it's being Latino, whether it's having tattoos, whatever it is.
Right.
And it's really a shame, because once you overcome those barriers and you don't let it make you be like them, for lack of a better word,
right?
And you show up authentically, your brand will speak for itself, because you have not conformed for other people, right?
Correct.
You're showing up as yourself,
correct.
Like you're walking into every single room as you,
yes.
And that is so critical. I think people think that if they conform, that they will have more success. But you are a testament that you can be yourself,
yes, yes.
And still win.
Yeah, absolutely. I think staying true to yourself, finding yourself is key. I found myself when I saved my first life, right? Working in the medical ICU, I saved a person's life with doing chest compressions. That's something that I... Growing up in the hood, I never thought I would be in that route, right? But it changed my life. I found a higher power there. And when that changed my life, I knew that everybody's common. Everybody's the same people. No matter how you treat somebody else, they shouldn't be able to change who you are, right? I appreciate life. Every time I wake up in the morning is a blessing. When I get up, I say, okay, cool, I could walk, you know, because all these people that can't do those things, those little things, going back to what you're saying, that's what grounds me. That's what grounds, I think, my family. And it allows me to bring all that energy to my team and be like, yo, we got this.
Right.
No matter what, how long these days seem, like, we got it. We play our role and our time will come. And that was today. Today was a great day, success for our team.
Yep.
The people that believed in me, you know, my investors that believed in me, I thank them a lot. And I won't let them down because I can't let myself down, right? I moved a lot of people from the West Coast to come help my team, and they believed in me. They left everything. They packed their bags just like we did and moved across the country.
Yeah.
And it's for a reason, right? It's just like you said, we need to be represented, you know.
Yes.
And I'm all for it. We have a gentleman that runs my nursery. Cameron is his name, Cameron Brown, and I'm gonna give him a shout out. He's gonna be launching his own brand.
Okay.
It's called Pride Packs.
Yes,
you know,
yes, you shared that with me. I'm very
way overdue, for that. Way overdue.
Absolutely, especially in Massachusetts.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about that real quick,
yeah,
right?
Because
some Massachusetts, I don't want to speak out of turn, but I'm pretty sure is the first state that legalized gay marriage. That was before 626 on June 2020. No, on June 26th in 2015 is when they legalized it in the whole nation. So this was actually personally prominent for me because in 2015-16 is when I did my first combat tour, right?
Oh, thank you for your service.
Thank you so much. And it was super emotional for me because, and this is like why this federal stuff really matters. People need to see the bigger picture.
Correct.
Gay marriage was not federally legal. So I was about to go on tour, and I was newly married.
Mm.
And if something would have happened to me, my spouse would get nothing.
Wow.
No spousal support for the government.
Wow.
Yeah.
So even though it was legal in New Jersey when we got married, because it wasn't federally legal, the military didn't recognize it. And I mean, literally, like, wouldn't be able to claim my body, like, wouldn't get any rights, like, nothing.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
You hear my, like, it saddens me so much.
No, I agree.
So when we look at some of these hurdles, right, I'm talking about 2015, and now that's almost 10 years later, and for you to be empowering, you know, someone to create a brand that is representing the LGBTQ community
is correct.
It deserves so much of an applause.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You know, it was an easy one. You know, he's our son, basically, right? And again, being part of our team, being the grinder of what he does, we were like, yo, this is you, man. This is you. You're the one creating this. Let's go. You know, so gave them the wings to do that. And sometimes that's what it takes, right? It's just, we believe in you.
Yeah.
And that's what it takes. I think that's who we are.
Yeah.
I think the way we carry ourselves is, if I don't make an impact in you, then who am I?
Right.
But
he seemed like a good dude. Like, he seemed just like a generally nice dude and good guy.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Going back to being a veteran, I appreciate everything you do for us or did for us as well. Why? Because I have four veterans on my team. One of them we call Grandpa, Grandpa Vietnam Vet. And we're coming out with a 3-gram blunt. In a 50 caliber bullet, and anything sold with that is going to be a dollar to the Veterans Association. I have an uncle was a sniper in the Marine Corps, and this is what we do, man. It's just, you know, my grandpa, I'm going to tell you guys, my grandpa told me, how much money does one need?
Yep.
And it's a really good one, because we don't need money. Happiness is within, and we always say that, and we hold dearly to my family. We're happy.
Yep.
Money doesn't buy happiness.
It doesn't.
You know, when I go back to the hospital, man, it's like I used to clean up bodies and take them to the morgue, and now I get to grow cannabis. You know, I'm like, man, do you even call this work? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I go into my garden, I tell all my boys, like, you call this fucking work? You know what I mean? Like we go all out like that, you know?
I love the energy.
But anyway, that's just who we are. Going back to you, it's like, I love the veterans, man, and we wouldn't be where we're at without them, and that's the reality. I don't think you guys get enough praise on that. But when we first moved out here to Mass, I seen the love that they had for veterans here, and I'm like, yo, we gotta be here. We gotta be here. Not that I'm a veteran myself, but my mom's best friend, when the towers went down, he was the first in combat with 500 men. So he made it home, which was good. But imagine to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's tough. Yeah. You know, so, yeah.
But. Now the logo a little bit. I know you got the Aztec imagery. You got the lotus flower on there.
So, you know, we wanted to stay true to home, to our culture. Being that we're from Mexico, my family comes from Zacatecas.
Okay.
A lot of the Aztecas were from there. And trip out. So it's Olin in Aztec means movement. So we put the Azteca Lotus. So the movement of flower.
Gotcha.
Which is what we're at.
And that's the wings on the logo. The Olin.
This is Olin.
Gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha.
So
gotcha.
It's a symbol that we cut a little bit from the sides to add the flower. And it's the movement of flower, and that's what the era we're in, you know. I'm blessed every day to be able to be in this market. And like you said, it's tough for a Latino to get there. And for us that we were able to finish the finish line, it took a lot of people behind it.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
and
dope.
I'm thankful.
That's dope.
I think it's really important to always source gratitude, and that's clearly what you do every
Absolutely,
day.
Every
and
day.
If anybody out there, you know, if you're a leader and you're trying to figure out how to become a better leader, I'm going to give you the cheat code. It is to source gratitude. Oprah talks about it all the time. She has had gratitude journals for years and years. Just, you have to remember every day you wake up. Like, when you can, I like to reflect a lot. So to Absolutely. Hear you even right here say, I used to pick up bodies in the morgue, and right. now I get to go into my garden
Correct.
And go to work.
Correct.
Whatever hard shit you're going through that day, if you can just stop and say
correct,
that,
correct,
it's
correct.
Like, yeah, I really shouldn't complain.
Right, right.
I'm living the life
right.
that I prayed for once
right,
upon a time.
Absolutely.
Right?
100%. 100%. Like, I've been doing what I do for 20 years. I met my wife. It changed my path and made me better, right? That's what a strong woman does, right? So with that stated, yes, I'm blessed every day. I go to this garden and I'm like, dude, I pinch myself. Am I in a dream, you know? And it speaks volume with, like, even my head cultivator, John Brown, a shout out to him.
JB.
And the reason being is because when he came to the facility, the first thing he did is hug our panels. Coming from where we come from, that's a luxury, you know? Even like our dehues, right? The dehues that we always wanted.
He's like, this shit is fancy.
He even gave it a kiss. I was like, yo, what's going on here? So, you know, so just stuff like that where we come from and we're like-minded men. Like, this is something we always dreamed about.
Mm-hmm.
And we're right here dreaming, you know. And we all sacrifice something. And this right here, like, this right here is a testimony of all our hard work. Like, we get up at 3 in the morning. We get home, like, at 8 p.m., 9 p.m., and we do it all over again. And it's retirement to us, you know. It's just like some man said, when are you going to retire? And I said, yo, just silly, messing around, like, at 35. Well, guess what? My birthday's this Monday. I'll be turning 38. And technically, I've been retired since 2020. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So
yeah.
Just love what I do, man. I'm blessed. I'm blessed.
I love it.
And I thank you guys for having me on. I really do. Empowerment is key, like you stated. Gratitude, amazing. And just organic relationships to get us where we're at and being able to just link up, it speaks volume, right? I think we're doing what we do best and empower, right? And you guys are doing the same and empowering us. You brought me out of my comfort zone. I said I really did.
He was trying not to do the play. He was like, nah, John Brown can do it.
Yeah.
He's like, JB, you go do it. He's like, nah, you got to do it.
Yeah, it's the reality, you know?
I sort of do that to people.
I love it.
I think everybody has a fire in them, and sometimes it's just, you know, whatever it is, whether it's confidence, whether it's just concern. Like, I always just want everyone to have that light, because we all have a story.
It is.
Right?
It's
we
true.
All have something that we went through and overcame to get
right.
to these spaces. One thing that is definitely very clear between the two of us and all of us, really our brand and your brand, is that intentionality component.
Absolutely.
The fact that your logo is representative of your culture.
Correct.
Right?
Correct.
Everyone now who is smoking your flower and buys that product is looking at something that's related to your culture.
Correct.
Right? So that is why the intentionality for us is very clear. Like, when I reached out and I was just like, I want to highlight some people in Boston. Like, who's doing it in Massachusetts?
Absolutely.
And the first, I mean, we're not even getting into the fact that there's a problem with the fact that it's still the first. I'm a little offended by that. But it's because it was yours.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to go for. It was meant for him. So
yes,
he had to wait,
that's
right?
what it was. That's what it was. Yeah.
See, that's how we spin.
Yeah, absolutely.
But no, ultimately, we always want to put that, like, give the platform to those that are, like, doing the work, right?
You
put the blinders on. You said, I'm not going to listen to what anybody says. Like, I'm just going to, the people are going to speak.
The people will speak about the people's growers.
That's
yeah.
it.
Yeah, and what you taste is the love that we have for the plant,
yes.
you know? And that's what really what we want you to do is taste it yourself and you be the judge of it. We want criticism because that's what makes us better. Talking about empowerment, talking about, you know, my family migrated to the United States. I'm the first generation born in America. And my son is now my son. So we almost lost him at 4 months.
Tell me.
And now he wants to be the president of the United States, the president of the United States. I'm like, let's go get it.
Let's do it.
Let's go get it, right?
You have created a space where he can now do anything.
So my job as a father is to get him on that platform, right?
Yes.
So we move across country. He's gets a full scholarship to BUA, right?
Nice.
Now he just got into American University. Now he's this closer to the White House.
Yes.
We're doing what we need to do.
We're doing it.
You know?
We're doing it.
So
that's what's up.
And it goes back to this, right? Where live in no fear.
Yep.
Let's go get it.
Let's get it.
You know?
We wake up
my bad. I'm just a little.
No.
No,
listen,
no. That's real.
That's real. Right? That's real. Most of us, I mean, Corey and I both have kids.
Yeah.
My wife is actually pregnant right now.
Oh, congrats. Yeah. Let's go.
So I'm having a first little boy.
Okay,
and
congrats.
Then we have a four-year-old. So, you know, and Corey has the same, a little girl. And
yeah, four and eight.
And nice. We... This is not for us.
No, it ain't.
You know?
It ain't.
It's not
ain't,
for
it
us.
Ain't.
We have so much work to
it's
do. People
reality.
Don't realize. I talk about, use often, the example of the Rockefellers.
Yeah, yeah.
They have 16 or 17 generations
wow.
of wealth.
Think about that. Yeah.
I mean, you just average, you know, the average age of a person, like 16. I mean, we're talking about years and years, hundreds of years
right, right.
of wealth.
Right.
And you are number one.
Yes.
In 2024,
yes.
right?
Yes.
But now
yes.
we're going to have number two and number three because
yeah.
we're going to change the trajectory of where our kids go.
So, you know, the beauty of this is
correct.
Where did Martin Luther King go? BU. My son is a Latino, right? With no voice or who's the leaders and leading us in the Latino world and in that aspect, how on that level, you know? And for him to be that ambitious, the way God led him, he wasn't supposed to die. He was supposed to make an impact. So then he goes, we go across the country just for him, and it opened the world for us without knowing, right? Now, he not only did an impact for himself, the family reaped the reward, and now he's gonna go reap his reward for the people, right? And when you meet this kid, you're like, yo, where did he come from, right? And going back to what you say is the generations to come, right? So we always talk as a team collectively, like, yo, this is not for us. This is for 2-3 generations down the line to be able to say, yo, we changed this.
Yes.
And you know, we just live in gratitude. I love every day. Every day what we do, I just love life, you know what I mean? Yeah, coming from where we come from, I always say, it's not what the cards, not the deck of cards that you were given to at first.
Yep.
Now it's the deck of cards is on us, right? So we get to make that change,
yep.
you know? So we're here trying to get it.
You don't have to be defined by a shitty hand.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah.
Shuffle that shit back up.
Right. Get it,
I'm
get,
right
get
with
it
you,
going.
Ben.
Yeah, there's 50
and winning.
Let's get it.
And
winning.
And
fucking winning. I'm just saying the timing of that worked out. We was all chilling.
Yeah.
And then
they
was like, all right, we're going
to
go over here. They announcing the
yep.
awards. We were like, all right, we'll do the interview right after they do the awards. And then, you know, you just win the whole fucking
you just
thing.
Won everyone.
Yeah, we won all the awards.
You know, what's funny is that right before this, they're like, yeah, who's Advanced Cultivators? And we politely hang out and just say, you know what, they're going to find out, right? Again, it's more like, let this speak for itself, right? So when they start calling our names, it's the reflection of all our hard work, right? So we're just like, yo, now everybody knows our name.
Yeah,
right?
They know now. And they're really aware
they're
now.
They're really going to know when we
and
put
we
this
did
out.
It, and we did it the right way, right? Where we're like, we didn't have to pay up, you know?
Yep.
So,
yeah, so. That's another conversation
that's
for another podcast.
Yeah,
that's
a lesson.
Because there's a lot
listen,
of people
was,
paying some money for these
right,
awards.
I was over there looking at the prices, that I'm like, yeah, you know, now with all these awards, the price might have to go up a little.
Price
might have to go up.
Price is not today's price.
Let's go, let's go.
That $40 quarter might have to be a little more expensive now, you know what I'm saying?
That's right, that's right.
Yeah.
But you know, we stay humble for the people, and we just go back and work harder, right?
Yeah.
So like now we gotta come back and do a repeat. So if we gotta do that, then we just gotta get grinding
gotta work
again,
harder,
you know.
Yeah.
That's it.
So again, like-minded people coming together to make this industry just a little bit better.
Yes.
Thank
well,
you guys though.
Listen, Steve, we're so happy to have you.
Thank
I'm
you.
So proud to have met you. Like, I mean,
likewise.
I love stories of people who are really, really doing the work. You see a lot of facade.
Right.
But when you see people that just have the blinders on and they're like, listen, I'm just gonna grind.
Right.
And you're gonna see.
That's what it is.
You're gonna find
100%.
Out. 100%.
That's how I was raised. That's exactly
today
it.
Today they found out.
You know, I like to say I like to be misunderstood, right? So I walk into a room as myself, I leave as myself, and when you come and you judge me and you come and you see what I created, you're gonna be like, yo, this kid is not the guy that I thought he was.
Nope.
And I'm like, yeah, I like that because I get the true value of you, you know?
Yeah.
I know who I am, you know, so.
We got to figure out who you are.
Correct, correct. Yeah, yeah, yeah. So, you know, just, I don't know. I love what we do.
Well,
know?
We got a little gift for you.
Okay,
all right,
let's
this is our OG Coffee and Cannabis
let's go.
Trucker hat.
Never
go.
Sold.
Never sold, only
Uh-oh,
given.
Let's go,
you
let's go.
You have to be on the podcast or I have personally be given one from Corey and I, so.
Thank you. I am
on.
Honored, and JB's gonna be upset because he can't get this hat because he didn't want to be here. Let's
oh,
go.
Oh, JB,
let's
oh, he 30 days.
Let's go.
You see?
Let's
shout
go.
Out to
so
Steve's watch
on JB. Listen, thank you so
thank
much
you,
for
thank
coming.
You, I appreciate,
all right.
I appreciate
you guys,
you.
Thank you for tuning in. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe.
Hit the
and make
button.
Sure you show them some love, look them up. When you come to Mass, make sure you pull up on them and buy their product. What are some of the stores that you're in?
You know what? Search it. How about that? The only reason why is come find us. Yeah, find us.
Yep. Well, I will say, I know
buy
that
all
you
the
are, you're in Nudia.
Nudia, for
right?
sure. We did a collaboration with Lace and our flowers in that product right now.
Okay.
Yep.
So,
well,
yeah, go to Nudia and buy the Advanced Cultivators.
That's right.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Both of our guests earlier today. Yeah, absolutely. Yes. Definitely.
When you decide to come over to the other side.
Hey,
yeah.
We ready for it.
You got a space.
Thank
you.
Y'all heard it here first. Advanced Cultivators is coming to Jersey. I said it.
Let's go. I appreciate you guys.
Let's go.
Listen. Jersey, watch out.
Let's go.
Like,
we coming.
Comment, subscribe. We love you guys.
Thank
Later.
You. Thank
Peace.
You. Thank you.